Nehemiah chapter 10. Now the individuals participating in sealing it were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakaliah, and Zedekiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashhur, Amariah, Malkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnithon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maaziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. Those were the priests. And the Levites were Jeshua, the son of Azaniah, Binui, who was one of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brothers, Shebaniah, Hodijah, Kelitah, Pelaiah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodijah, Bani, and Beninu. The heads of the people were Parosh, Pahath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Azgad, Bebai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Ater, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodijah, Hashum, Bezai, Harif, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hezir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Anayah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaseiah, and Ahijah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, and Baana. And the rest of the people, that is the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and everyone who had separated himself from the peoples of the various lands to the law of God, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters, all who knew and understood, joined up with their brothers, their nobles, and they entered into a curse and an oath to walk in the law of God, which was given through the intermediacy of Moses the servant of God, and to keep and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters to the various peoples of the land, and that we would not take their daughters for our sons. And that as for the various peoples of the land who brought merchandise and any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not accept anything from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year fallow and waive the debt owed by every claimant. And we instituted obligations on ourselves to be obliged to give a third of a shekel per year for the work of the house of our God, for the showbread, and the perpetual meal offering, and the perpetual burnt offering, and the Sabbaths, and the new moons, for the festivals, and for holy things, and for sin offerings, to atone for Israel, and all the work of the house of our God. And we, the priests, the Levites, and the people, cast lots for the offering of wood, to bring it to the house of our God, to the house of our fathers, at appointed times, year by year, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, and to bring the firstfruits of our land, and the firstfruits of all the fruit of every tree, year by year, to the house of the Lord, and to bring the firstborn of our sons and our livestock, as it is written in the law, so the firstborn of our oxen and our sheep, to the house of our God, to the priests who serve in the house of our God, and that we should bring the firstfruits of our grain, and our heave offering, and the fruit of every tree, new wine and new oil, to the priests at the offices of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground to the Levites, who are the very Levites who take tithes in all the cities where we work, and that the priest, a son of Aaron, would be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes, and that the Levites should bring a tenth of the tithes up to the house of our God, to the offices of the treasury. For the sons of Israel and the sons of Levi will bring the heave offering of the corn, the new wine, and the new oil to the offices where the equipment of the sanctuary is, and where the priests who serve and the gatekeepers and singers are, and we will not neglect the house of our God.